WWIB coming up on 14 before 6 o'clock, and we call it the best 5 minutes of the day. We are going to start off with a lead story that I have seen dominating the news on Fox and Friends this morning. Chaos in Minneapolis after George Floyd's death. Protesters setting the police precinct on fire. We're going to start there with our buddy Jason Kanz. And then we need a devotion this morning from Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, as he carries us on into John 14, as the book itself and the devotions on John 13 through 17. So good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, we've both been weighing in on this on social media, following it. And I know yesterday, I mean, after the destruction and the looting the previous night, I had hoped and prayed that, okay, let it start to decrease. And last night, the police station set on fire.
Yeah. You know, you and I spent a little time together yesterday, and for me, I got more emotional yesterday than I normally do, and there's just a lot of anger and sadness and hurt and all sorts of mixed feelings stirring within me, and that continues on to this morning. I was thinking of, there's a verse in Jeremiah 5, I think it starts at 18, where it says, why is this pain unceasing? Why is our wound incurable? And it's basically, God, where are you? And I feel that, you know, you've touched on, you and Peggy have touched on Habakkuk, you know, and all of this stupidity, if I can use the word, of what seems to be happening in humanity, not just in Minneapolis, but, you know, there's such a longing in me for heaven, for the restoration of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard.
It is hard.
I'm finding myself wordless, which is not usually the case.
Well, I'm going to say somebody, a friend, Jim Jarvis from Eau Claire, some of his thoughts on this, and Jim, I think, wouldn't begrudge me saying he's a Christian progressive, and but he had some really good thoughts, I thought, in terms of the tragedy of this and the protests, but then when you turned over to the riots and the looting, it's all of a sudden that becomes the issue. And forgotten is this tragic death and dealing with that and the change we wanted with that. So,
yeah. Well, and I think we have to be cautious within ourselves about what seems like misdirection. You know, when we start shifting our focus to other things, to other pieces of the story, we sometimes lose the punch of the main story, and I think we have to be really careful about that. You know, and I think that happens not just here, you know, with George Floyd, but with lots of things where we seem to get off track, and we start doing, well, what if, or what about, and rather than sitting in our grief, sitting in our lament, and I think God invites us to do that all through Scripture.
Yeah. I got a post up on Facebook that, thank you to former Bethesda pastor Rick Bridston, had shared his MLK picture and a picture of this apartment building that was near completion, Section 8 housing unit. Would have become income-based housing, but the quote from MLK, darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. So anyhow, pray for Minneapolis. Jason, we could use a devotion this morning. You got something for us?
Yeah, we haven't been here in a while, and I think that it's we are in John 14, mm-hmm. 8 to 9. No, I think we did that one already. Let's do 10 to 11.
Sounds good.
So it says, do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. You know, this must have been a startling statement for the disciples to hear. The transcendent God had revealed himself to some people, Moses, Daniel, and Isaiah, for example, but none of them ever spoke about mutual indwelling. Jesus' statement was astounding because not only did he say that God was in him, but that he was in God. What did Jesus' statement mean for the disciples? What does it mean for you and me? He was implying that because of this mutual indwelling, he spoke with the authority of the Father. His teachings were not merely one man's words, even if he was the wisest man ever. His claim implied that he spoke the very words of God. Jesus also talked about being in the Father. Although the Bible never used the word Trinity, it is implied in so many places. Jesus was implying that the Father, Son, and Spirit are present within one another. There is an old Greek word, perichoresis, that attempts to capture the Trinitarian relationship. It literally means to dance around. The image of dancing helps us to grasp the flow of the Father, Son, and Spirit into and around one another in true oneness. We can trust the words of Jesus because they flow from the Trinity. We can trust the works of the Son because they are the works of God himself.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, even as we think about the perichoresis and that dancing amongst the Trinity and Trinitarian relating, and even one of the things for years we did a devotion this time of the morning, but I love the fact that, hey, we get two brothers in the Lord on the radio together early in the morning. And my hope and prayer is we're kind of setting the tone for the broadcast day here at WWIB. And yeah, it's about relationship that's always existed from eternity past in the Trinity. Perfect communion from Father, Son, Spirit. And then we get to take part relating with God and with each other. And again, let's close the week here. Jesus' own words, right? John 13, 34 and 35. What's the mark of the Christian, Jason?
It is to love as Jesus loved. Mm-hmm. That's how people will know that we are his disciples, by the way in which we love one another.
There you go. Thanks so much, friend, and we'll see you hopefully over the weekend here sometime, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right, there we go. Jason Kahn's with us this morning, WWIB. Good morning to Hillary.
Good morning, Mark.
You were enjoying coffee yesterday.
I was.
And you were saying, why did I give up this beverage?
I know. I'm back to tea today, though. And this is this is one of my favorite teas. It's called Glitter Chai. Uh-huh. And so it's like a black tea, but it actually has this like gold shimmer to it. It's kind of magical and cinnamony and warm and caffeinated. So I'm good.
I want to give something away this morning.
Oh, we're giving away?
Well, yeah. Okay. I'm going to give a free plug, actually, to an advertiser. So, you know, restaurants opening up. And I was actually with some friends. Wonderful time of coffee and fellowship at Cabin Coffee yesterday.
Lovely. Love Joe and his wife, Kelly, that own that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And
wonderful
the flavor of the day coffee I had, I think it's the first time I ever had this as a flavor coffee, and it was really good. So tell me what it was. I'm going to give you first dibs. If you can't do it, we'll see if the listeners can at 723-2555. What was the flavored coffee?
Caramel mango.
No.
Okay.
So 723 caramel mango. Wow,
I have no idea.
That's just wild.
I thought I need to come up with something he's never heard before. So
anyhow, if you could tell me 723-2555, I have a Pat Barrett CD and a book from Matt Miklos, the pastor at Faith Free in Stanley. He was the leadoff speaker at Leading with Power many moons ago back in September, which seems like a long time ago, Hillary. That was pre-pandemic and so many other things.
You know, January feels like a long time ago.
It does.
April, March feels like a long time ago.
We are coming to the end of the fifth month of the year this weekend, and it's been a long year.
It just seems to be getting longer. I'm really sorry. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but there's a lot going on.
You know, it's interesting. I think when the pandemic started, you were kind of... You were thankful and you were not thankful for
it. Yeah, but no, I mean, the attitude of gratitude and.
But while you're facing some things we're not going to necessarily talk about here, but personally
challenges. We got a lot going on.
Pray for the Roth family.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's challenging. It's personal. It's
and
good.
I think we can feel like even we got a call early this morning from Liberia. Some challenges we're facing there. Here you go. What do you do? You're the husband who's up. Your wife's cell phone's ringing in the kitchen. It's one of her key ministry partners in Liberia, but it's like 4:15 in the morning. And, you know, it's about 9:15 there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't important. I took it initially, but then.
Then
it,
you
did
actually
have
to wake
her.
Woke the wife.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
no.
Yes. So anyhow. Hey, special events today. It is Learn About Composting Day. We compost.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. I compost in that I chuck stuff into the trees on occasion.
Okay.
And you know what? We have a garbage disposal, so I feel like that's a pretty nice thing. You know, it's not going into a landfill.
A little container. Maybe we should make it in the one container to the left of our sink. You fill that, which mm-hmm. is ready to be filled. It is filled.
Empty. Up.
And then you've got a bucket outside the back door, and sure. then you've got a pile in the backyard.
Ah, so. There you go. This one's interesting. It says, put a pillow in your fridge day. And then it says, it's supposed to bring good luck. Okay, I'm not one to believe in good mm-hmm. luck. But, you know, I mean, maybe we could use some positive. put a prayer in my fridge.
They say, there was a saying, the late Stuart Scott from ESPN says, as cold as the other side of the pillow. biscuit day today.
Okay, and paperclip day.
Mm. Celebrate.
Love me some paperclips.
See you after 7.
See ya.
6 foods that make you feel full after just a sniff if you're dealing with your own COVID-19.
Right?
Maybe you could use these.
Oh, goodness.
According to research,
okay.
some smart folks somewhere.
Not us.
If you just take a big old whiff of these things, it can help you with your diet.
All right, bring it.
Because then
what
you
do
feel
you
full. Extra virgin olive oil.
Really?
I've never sniffed that, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah.
You know, my husband turns olive wood. He actually will order in, like, olive wood from Bethlehem, which is super
yeah.
cool. I gave you guys pens.
He gives us the rice.
Yeah. And when he turns olive wood, it just makes the whole area smell like olives. It's kind of cool.
I always like walking through the one-by aisle when I worked at Menards because I love the smell of pine and such.
Woods,
so,
yeah. Olive oil.
Didn't make me feel full, but it was a good smell. Green apples are another one.
Huh.
Just smelling them.
Just smelling green apples.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
What was the one that Snow White had? What color was that?
Poisonous apple. It was red.
It was red. Okay.
Black skull on it.
No. You'd think she would have known.
You'd think she would have known.
Bananas are another one.
Bananas.
I can't smell a banana without taking a bite.
Right? Okay.
So I question this research after
too.
Just half of it. 6 foods that make you feel full after just a sniff. Grapefruit.
Oh, I do love grapefruit. But but these are all healthy foods. If I'm hungry, I'm just going to eat the grapefruit. I'm going to eat the banana.
Here's one that I'm not sure that I would straight up eat. Fennel. They say it has a hint
really?
Of licorice scent.
Oh, I do enjoy fennel.
I like licorice, just not black licorice.
Yeah.
Really?
Black,
I love black licorice.
You know, my mother-in-law does, too. I don't understand people who love black licorice.
I don't understand people who love raisins, and yet we're friends.
You just have to come right back at me. My. I thought you were going to say, I don't understand people who don't like black licorice. Caleb, where are you, Sweden, on black licorice?
I do not care for it, Sam.
Yeah. I love black licorice.
No. All right, well, we know what to get Hillary for her birthday in July.
The 6th food that researchers say can make you feel full after just a sniff or a whiff, garlic.
Huh. Oh.
Okay.
I feel like smelling garlic on someone's breath could make me not want to
stay away.
True.
Eat. So.
Yes.
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, talking about feeling full by smelling,
mm-hmm.
how about losing weight by chewing gum a lot?
Really?
Yeah, forget diet pills. Try the chewing gum diet. Yes, researchers at the highly respected Mayo Clinic calculated that by chewing sugar-free gum during every waking hour, a person could lose 11 pounds in a year. Pete Carroll, the head football coach in Seattle, is always chomping
on his
gum,
yeah.
right?
You think that would hurt your jaw and teeth.
Again, it's always chewing from, you could lose 11 pounds in a year without doing anything else differently. Now, in reality, nobody chews that much, but
correct.
Chewing gum for just 1 hour burns only 11 calories.
Really?
So it takes a while.
I need to burn a lot more than that.
You know, I have to say, I'm not supposed to chew gum because I have TMJ. Like, I have a jaw issue, so I'm mm-hmm. not supposed to chew gum. But here's what I've learned. There's, like, one specific gum out there that's super soft. And I chew it when I'm under a lot of stress because, yes, I have TMJ, but I also, like, clench my jaw. And when I'm under stress, it's, like, the lesser of two evils because I'm either going to, like, clench my jaw nonstop.
I wonder why you always chew gum during the show.
I never chew gum during the show.
Well, the world is certainly full of heavy news right now, and so we want to take a break for just a moment here on the WIB Wake Up Show to hopefully make your heart a little bit lighter. It is our public service every single Friday, right around this time, God willing, to bring you an aggregation of so much news from politics, sports, pop culture, etc., etc. It's always in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
9 headlines topping the list. A survey finds... Oh, it sounds like Family Feud. Survey finds a third of husbands check with their wives before touching the thermostat. Now,
smart.
I don't have to check with Peggy. The post-it note on the thermostat clearly reads, don't touch.
Very good. Good communication.
Husbands included.
There you go. Uber wants to buy Grubhub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll call the company Gruber.
Love it.
I like it. A study confirms that 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day works just like medicine.
Which explains the copay of $50 every time you go to Starbucks.
That's why, but they still spell your name wrong.
Hey, forget murder hornets in 2020. Now they've got giant gypsy moths from Asia to be concerned about.
Bright spot, though, 2020 is turning out to be the best year for bad movie script ideas.
Absolutely.
The tallest man in the country is 7 feet 8 inches.
He's so tall, Hillary. How tall is he? He can clearly see down the road all the way to a complete economic recovery.
That's really tall.
It's coming. It's coming.
That's really tall.
All the businesses open.
This has been exciting this week. Walt Disney World is presenting their plans for reopening.
The plan? Simple. $45 Mickey Mouse face mask.
Everyone's going to want one.
Wow. Google recently had a problem with short outages after a fiber cable fell to the ground and was occasionally stepped on by a cow.
An utterly amazing internet story.
Leading into June Dairy Month.
There you go. Bad weather pushed the SpaceX rocket launch to tomorrow. Just be warned, a rerun of a 2009 golf tournament could be preempted.
There go my Saturday plans. And finally, according to a report, the skinniest states in the great U.S. of A is Hawaii. Why? Well, you do lose a lot of weight out swimming sharks.
I thought it was all that doing the hula.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, they may say that Memorial Day is the unofficial beginning of summer, but I think it's when Ronnie Appleseed is back in studio on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, Ronnie. It's great to have you back.
Good morning, and it's great to be back.
Now, you guys are at the markets, and again, at aveappleorchard.com, folks can see where you're going to be all throughout this spring and summer. Markets are going pretty well, huh?
Yep. Most of them are starting up this weekend. Menominee had already started up. We've been there for 2 weeks already.
Very good.
So we'll be at the Chippewa Valley places.
You're really excited about Lance's Fresh Market in Osseo and Augusta.
Oh, no kidding. You know, we've been working hard, and so we are in a grocery store.
Yay!
With all of our jams and jellies. So.
This has been a long road. It's great.
It has. It's just one of those things, and it's been a long road to hoe, but, you know, we're there. And so we're off and running, and we are just happier than happy can be that Lance has stuck their neck out there, so to speak, for us
and
has our product there.
Hopefully this is just the beginning for you.
That's what we're hoping to. I hope so.
Very good. Now, you also have some new fun program going on this summer, right?
We're going to do our flavor of the month a little bit different this year. We're doing a people's choice. If you have a favorite jam currently not on our shelves, tell us your jam idea. If your name is drawn, we will make it and give you a jar and an Avenue Orchard t-shirt. You can enter your ticket at any of our farmers markets we attend or catch us on Facebook. There is no limit to submissions. Entries are accepted through the 25th and we will announce it here. We will do the drawing here, so I will be back here. Hopefully on the 25th, right?
That's the plan.
And this doesn't have to be a jam that you guys have previously made. This can be kind of like your own idea of a mixed flavor, and then the ladies get 5 days to create it.
That's right. Only 5 days, because then it'll be on the shelf for the month of July.
That's fun.
And again, if yours is drawn, you get a What's Your Jam t-shirt, and I do believe you get the first jar as well. Plus, you get to see your creation on
and
the shelves.
And we'll even let you taste it first.
Absolutely. No. Yeah.
Very fun.
Very good. Very exciting. So again, that people's choice starting tomorrow.
Yep. And then also we introduced the year with two new flavors.
Okay.
So we have a raspberry limeade that is delicious.
Sounds wonderful.
And then something else that we're doing for my son-in-law, Matt.
Okay.
His dad passed away in 2017 of Huntington's disease.
Oh.
And his dad's name is Jerry, so we have come out with a Jerry's Jam. Mm. Jerry's favorite food was strawberry kiwi. Mm. So we have a strawberry kiwi jam that we have made. And we're donating $3 from every sale to Huntington's.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
And Jerry's Jam available again. You're going to be in Menominee tomorrow from 8 to 1, I believe.
8 to 1 tomorrow. We're also 8 to 2 on Festival in Claremont West.
All right. Wow. There you go.
We open there tomorrow.
So many great opportunities to enjoy your wonderful, wonderful products. And it's always just such a joy and a pleasure to have you here in the studio
Thanks.
With us.
Yeah,
it's good
Ronnie,
to
we
see
love
you
and Avenue Orchard.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's summer now.
It's official, friends.
Anniversaries are such a special thing. I'm celebrating one tomorrow. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Happy
6 years of
yes,
Wedded Bliss tomorrow with me and Lindsay. But yesterday was my grandparents' 65th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And being
65 years.
Being the wonderful grandchild that I am, I worked and worked. And by the time I thought, wow, I should call Grandpa and Grandma, it was late. And I figured you guys were probably already in bed getting some well-deserved rest. So, Grandpa and Grandma, from your loving grandson, Caleb, happy 65th anniversary, one day late.
Thank you, Caleb. Are you serious? Are we on the air?
You
we
are
really
on the
are.
Air for the first time. We've never had you on the air on our show before.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. You know, this we'll just have to say that in 65 years, this is the highlight of it all.
There you go.
So my grandparents are Elliot and Arta Swenson. They reside in Harlan, Iowa. And Grandma and Grandpa, you're on with me, of course, and also Mark and Hillary here. And so we just kind of wanted to have you think back a little bit. So 65 years ago yesterday, what did you think? What did you feel? I mean, getting married. I know you've told me some of these stories before, but what do you remember about that day?
Well, I remember it was real hot and sticky and muggy, and we lived 10 miles from Harlan, my folks did, and the women all went ahead, and my dad brought me in. I had my uniform. We got ready, or I did out there, and got my uniform on, and came in with my dad. These are things that stand out. I remember it was real hot and muggy, and then it rained and quit, and turned out to be a pretty nice day. Mm-hmm. A memorable day, I might say.
And Grandpa, was this your Marine dress uniform?
Yes. And it was. We, in fact, kind of funny thing. We just looking at pictures of that yesterday, and somebody had put it on Facebook. There was a lot of those pictures on there, and very enjoyable.
Elliot.
You know, 65 years is a long time, but I guess God has blessed us with, first of all, each other, and then we have three great kids, two sons and a daughter, and 15 grandkids, and Caleb, you're on that list, and when I say great, the grandkids are great. We have 22 great grandkids, it's been quite a blessing.
What a life. Elliot, people would love to know, like, what's the secret? I mean, it's hard to make it 6 years, much less 65 years of wedded bliss. You and Artis, what's the secret?
I learned this early on. Yes, dear.
Words of a wise man.
Yeah, and just don't question it. Just do it.
That is great advice.
I love your grandpa so much, Caleb.
Does Grandma have anything to add to that, Grandpa? I know she
Grandma,
wasn't super enthused.
What did you have to say here?
Hi.
Hey, Grandma.
Hi, Caleb.
Thanks for being on my show.
Oh, well, you're sure welcome. Yeah, so what are you doing up there? Just calling people?
Well, calling you guys. I mean, you don't stay married for 65 years every day, so.
Well, that's true. It does. It's hard to believe that it's that many years.
What's the secret to 65 years from your standpoint?
Well, just behave yourself, I guess.
That's good advice for everyone, Grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, we take real pride in all of our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. They're a good bunch of people.
Uh-huh. Well, congratulations to you. And you just sound like one of those inspirational, lovely couples. And I see where Caleb gets a lot of his wisdom from. So.
Well, he's a real good guy, that's for sure.
I didn't pay them to say this.
Yes, that's... I wasn't expecting a phone call and being on the radio today. I know that.
I like what your son Steve posted on Facebook yesterday. I think it was a picture of you and then said, 65 years, I think they're going to make it. So there you go.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, I think we will after all them years.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you, Grandma. Thank you, Grandpa. We appreciate you joining us on the air. I won't bother you for more of your morning today, but again, wanted to let you know how much I love you and so proud to be able to have grandparents with a legacy like that of 65 years of marriage. So
well,
one day
you,
late,
Caleb.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you. Okay, we're all done then?
I think we're all good. Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Goodbye.
You know, with all the graduations that have been going on and everybody's been doing school virtually for so long, that there have been a lot of people from former President Obama to a variety of folks, I think Oprah Winfrey probably, have given commencement speeches. But we've got one to close out the WIB Wake Up Show for this week that I think probably certainly stands out from all the rest.
Let's hear it.
Hello, class of 2020. This your Cookie Commencement Speaker, Cookie Monster, here to congratulate you on graduation. Me know it's a challenging time right now, and you getting deal rawer than cookie dough. No graduations, no parties, no awkward family photos in your cap and gown. But me so impressed because all of you are showing that you some pretty tough cookies. And don't worry, because me prepared an inspiring speech perfect for occasion. Okay, apparently me ate inspirational. Is that okay?
Cookie Monster.
Because this actual life lesson, yeah, always be ready to wing it. Sometimes you may eat your own words. Oh, that's actually two lessons. You know, you are all a lot like cookies. Yeah, yeah, you know, they're even two cookies in 2020. Cookie, cookie. You have all the ingredients for an amazing future, just like the ingredients in a cookie.
He is inspirational.
Your knowledge, your ABCs and 1-2-3s is kind of like your flour, a base that allows you to bake and create cookies or anything you want. And you're also like butter. Me never met a class so slick. You as smooth as a baking sheet. Thanks to you, me wearing high-waisted jeans again. Yeah. And me know more dance moves than the cookie shuffle. Next, we have the chocolate chippies. That's your sweetness and kindness. The way you care about helping others and making this a sweet world to live in. Mwah. And me know it's a little crummy right now, but like eggs, you may get cracked, but you always bake and rise up to face challenges in front of you.
Yes.
Put that all together with a dash of vanilla and maybe some raisins if you into that sort of thing.
He said
it. A bunch of other things.
Thank you, Cookie Monster.
Me cookie eating expert.
If you're into that sort of thing.
And we have you, a perfectly prepared, baked and well-rounded cookie. Class of 2020, remember to eat a lot of cookies. Yes. And a few veggies. Yes. And follow your own recipe. Me hat off to you. If me had a hat, but me ate that too. Cookie off to you. You smart, well-rounded cookie, you. You the best of the batch. Congratulations and cheers, class of 2020. Clink. Yeah, good luck. Your future look delicious. And so does this cookie. Ah, nom, 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 nom.
A commencement speech like you've never heard before.
That was
one of the
wonderful.
Best I've ever heard.
I think that
really
was
good.
Very good. Highly inspirational.
There
words of wisdom from Cookie Monster.
Thank you,
himself.
Cookie. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.